Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So my subject is critical kingdom choices. And the text is from Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful or needed. And Mary has chosen, please underline chosen. Mary has chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, in our practical life, we are faced with decision making. That is how life is. Life is full of decision making or choices. And some of these decisions are easy because it is like choosing between God and Satan, or light and darkness, or death and life. They are opposites and they are very easy to make a choice. Okay, but there are other decisions which are not easy, like choosing between two lights, choosing between two spiritual activities, choosing between two spiritual understanding and convictions. They are not easy because they are not exact opposites. It reminds me of the first kingdom era, where Adam and Eve had to choose between two things God had provided. The tree of life was in the middle of the garden, and God also provided the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What do you do when you have to choose between two things that God has presented to you? Not one presented by the devil, and the other one presented by God. Okay? But two things provided by God. I want us to understand that then we have to make a critical choice. We have to make a critical decision. When it happens like that, do you use logic to say that, well, God provided, well, God opened the door, so it means that I must pass through it? I want us to understand that in our Christian life, we are going to face critical choices, such as Adam and Eve faced. But we must understand that God can give you something, but that thing will not be for you. He can give it to you, but it is not for you. Hallelujah. It is not all things that are provided by God which is actually for you. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil was provided by God, but it was for knowledge. That is why they called it knowledge of good and evil. It is not for practice. There are some things God wants us to know about, but not to do them. So you can be presented with options in life which you have to make a decision about. It also reminds me, making critical kingdom choices reminds me of Apostle Peter, the head of the church in the first century, who was told by God that he should kill and eat. You remember, God let down a sheet from heaven in a vision in which were various animals, unclean to the Jewish people. And God said, Peter, rise, kill and eat it. Peter said, God, I can't do that. You know? It happened 3 times and God pulled it up to heaven. That's a critical decision that Apostle Peter had to make. We need to understand going forward that all Christian activities like prayer, like Bible reading, like sharing the word of God, like praise and worship, fasting, evangelism, coming to church, working in the church, all these Christian activities, they have their place and we should engage in all of it. Hallelujah. But there are times that we are going to be faced with two of them that we have to choose from, like Mary and Martha faced in our text. Wonderful. Jesus Christ entered into the presence of Mary and Martha. Bible says that he came into the home of Martha. So, Jesus was in their presence, and it is a picture of Jesus entering into our lives as believers, being born again. This is where, when you are faced with two critical choices between Christian activities, that you have to compare spiritual things with spiritual. Flip your Bibles quickly. 1 Corinthians 2:13. Bible says that these things we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So there are times in the Christian life you have to compare two spiritual things, comparing spiritual things with spiritual, and making a choice between something which has a fine line, something which is confusing. That is the situation that Mary and Martha faced. Both sisters were faced with the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives. So both were believers of Jesus. They faced a choice between ministering to Jesus and listening to the kingdom word. Mary faced it, Martha faced it. The same thing. But the Bible says in verse 42, that is Luke chapter 10, Jesus said, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen. It means that Mary could choose between ministering to Jesus or serving Jesus and listening to the words of Jesus. She saw these two options in her life, and she chose, according to Jesus, the good part, which was sitting at the feet of Jesus and hearing his kingdom word. These words that Mary was listening to, they were not ordinary words. They were the words that Jesus Christ spoke. For example, in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, where for about 6 times he says that, you have heard it said, but I say to you. They were words, kingdom words, as seen by the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, Mary has chosen that good part. And I made it to underline the word chosen. Because we are going to behave like Mary. We are going to be faced with this choice. Martha chose the opposite. Martha also had the same two things before her. But she chose to serve Jesus, to minister to Jesus, rather than sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to the kingdom word. But you know, Martha thought that Mary was wrong. Martha thought that it is wrong of you for you to have Jesus in your life, Jesus in your presence, be faced with two of these Christian activities, and then you choose to sit at the feet of Jesus who has come into your life. Martha thought that Jesus was even condoning the wrongdoing of Mary. So she had the audacity to walk to Jesus and to say to him, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve you alone. I am the only person who is serving you in this place, in this house, whether it's a local church, whether it's a family, but Jesus has entered into our house. He has come with his presence, and we are going to be faced with choices that we have to make, critical kingdom choices. So Martha even went to extent of fighting Mary before Jesus, went to Jesus and complained about Mary, that Mary, look at what she is doing. There are times that, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to face such opposition from our own people of the house, from our own siblings, from our own Christian brothers and sisters, or even fellow churches. I want you to understand going forward again that Martha is a type of the religious believer, or the believer of Jesus Christ, who chooses to do to Jesus the things she thinks Jesus will like. And Mary is also a type of believer in the house who has Jesus in his life, or her life, who chooses to go the kingdom way, to look at the things that Jesus will prescribe, to say that this one is what I want, not what you think I should like, not what you think will be right for me logically. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want us to, from now onwards, understand that our Christian life is not that simple. When you become a believer, when you become born again, when Jesus entered your house, when he comes with his presence into your life, you have to make some critical kingdom choices. Seven of them I want to expose you to. You have to make some critical kingdom choices at some times in your life, such as number one, the first critical choice that you are going to be faced in life sometimes is the choice of sitting with Jesus like Mary did, instead of ministering to him like Martha did. You are going to face this choice. Wow. I want you to understand that when Jesus Christ came to the house, he sat down. Because sitting in the Bible is a teaching posture. So when Jesus sat down, he was indicating to them that he was ready to teach. That is how come they suddenly were faced with two choices. The man has entered my life, he has come to a house, and then he takes a seat. So he's telling you that I am ready to teach you. But you also have an option, that he has come to our house, we should serve him. Wow. Mary chose that I am going to sit. Once the master has sat, I will not stand to minister. Once he has sat, I am going to sit down. And that is what I want to leave with you. That when Jesus sits, then you also have to sit. When he stands, then you can stand. If Jesus sits, don't stand to do anything for him. Hallelujah. If he is ready to teach, ladies and gentlemen, make yourself available as a student to learn the word rather than to do anything for him. Whatever it is that you think will make Jesus comfortable, that you think that the church will need, that you think must be done, that you think traditionally this is what we do. When visitors come to your house, you serve them, you minister to them. Jesus is a different person. When he enters your life, he wants you to prioritize what you must do. He wants you to choose first the kingdom option and posture, not the logical option that every church is doing, not the logical option that every believer is doing, not the logical option that you think in your wisdom. The church of the Lord will need it. So let me provide such a service. I want you to understand that we cannot even stand and minister well to Jesus if we do not first learn to sit down and listen to the kingdom word. Because it is the kingdom word that is going to sanctify your service. Because he doesn't just want any service from the word of God. When you read it from the word of God, it must be based upon the kingdom word. It must be a service that is exalting his person, his principles, and then his performance all at the same time. That is what qualifies it to become a kingdom thing. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you today. The Bible tells us in Ephesians that we should sit down in Ephesians chapter 1 before we should stand up and stand and fight for Jesus and all that in Ephesians chapter 6, having done all the Bible says to stand. So I want to encourage you that one of the first critical kingdom choices you are going to be having to make as a believer, as a born again person, is that make a choice to exalt the kingdom word above all Christian activities and above all words that you can ever hear from the Bible. Make it a choice. Choose that I am going to sacrifice for the kingdom word to thrive, for the kingdom word to be released, for the kingdom word to move forward. Not just any word that is spoken or preached from the Bible, but the kingdom word. Why? Because Jesus is the kingdom word. He himself is the word of God made flesh that came from heaven above.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. There is no greater sacrifice than sacrifice to hear the kingdom word, ladies and gentlemen. There is no sacrifice you can make in the church of the Lord than the sacrifice that enhances the release and the moving forward of the kingdom word. Not the words after what Jesus said that you have heard it said, but I am saying to you something else. Hallelujah. Number two. Another critical kingdom choice you have to make is to rest in the dominion of Jesus. The Bible says that Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. In the Bible, apart from the fact that sitting at the feet is the posture of a disciple with his master, ladies and gentlemen, sitting at the feet of Jesus is also talking about sitting in his dominion, because the feet is talking about dominion or rulership. Mary sat at the feet in the dominion of Jesus, whereas Martha was working her own way. And that is the hallmark of religion. Religion is trying to put something on the table for Jesus, trying to do something to merit something. But that is not the way. Jesus said that the way is to rest in the dominion of Jesus. Jesus is appreciated better if you rest in what he has done already. He himself has finished it. He has sat down. What are you doing standing? What are you doing working out your own thing? The Bible says that sit down also with him. Realize the fact that it has been done. It has been finished. When somebody sits down, it's not work time, so to speak. It is time for you to sit in the work of dominion that Jesus has already gotten for us on the cross. It is time for you to know that you are already a victor, not because of what you will do, but because of what he has done. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. But you need to make that choice in your life. Some of you, you are like Martha. You are trying to work your way to rulership and dominion. But you are already there. He has already come. His feet is already available. It is for you to sit in the dominion that Jesus Christ has gotten for us. Number three choice that you have to make, that you are going to be faced with sometimes, is to focus on the person of Jesus like Mary did, instead of being inspired away from his person like Martha did. Obviously, Jesus was ushered into a place where visitors are ushered. I don't think it's the place where the cooking was taking place. I believe that Martha moved away from the person of Jesus, went to where she can prepare the food, and then she was preparing, and she was waiting for Mary to come. But Mary was not coming. She got exasperated. She went and said, "Master, don't you care that she is not helping me to serve you?" I want you to understand that the kingdom posture is for you to choose that. I will not let his person get out of my focus. I will not move away from his person. Religion is moving away from the person of God, of Jesus, to his principles alone. Because there are some people who read the Bible. The Bible is full of the person of God and the principles of God. The person of God has to go with his principles. But in religion, they put the relationship, the fellowship aside, the person aside, unlike Mary, who was having the fellowship. And then they are inspired by the presence of Jesus in the house, in their lives, to go outside of his person and still walk in his principles. But it doesn't work that way. That is a religious choice, a religious posture. The kingdom posture is that in spite of the things that I know from the Bible that I have to do, it doesn't take away from my daily fellowship with him. I'm not talking about daily prayer. I'm talking about a contact that you have to make with the person of God. And when you make that contact in your prayer or in your Bible reading as a believer, when you make that contact, you will know you are not just walking in the principles what a believer must do, and you have neglected the person. When the person is there, you will know it, because your spirit will bear witness to it. Hallelujah. It's wonderful, but that is a choice you have to make also. You have to choose, ladies and gentlemen, the kingdom posture of Mary, that you are going to focus on his person plus his principles and his performance, and not put his person aside. The Bible says that we rule in life through Jesus, through his person. The next choice, the fourth, is to hear him. You are going to come into times in your life where you are going to have to choose between hearing him instead of being heard by him. Mary was quiet and she was hearing the kingdom word. Martha was not quiet. She went into prayer and came to the master and said, "Lord, don't you care?" Instead of listening to Jesus, Martha chose that I am going to talk to Jesus. I want you to know that the kingdom posture is to hear him. Ladies and gentlemen, faced with a choice between hearing him and being heard by him, choose that I'm going to hear him. Hallelujah. In religion, we pray or we talk to Jesus like Martha did in order to hear from him. That's religion. In the kingdom system, we hear from him in order to talk to him. So that by the time you are talking to him, whatever you bind on this earth would have been bound in heaven already. Because heaven is the standard. He shows us what to say, and then we are led to say it unto him, and he rewards us for saying the right thing. It is not a matter of, "Well, I've talked to him." What have you talked to him? Did you share something? Did you share his heart? Did you share his kingdom word? Did you share anything special from him that galvanize you into prayer? Or you are just taking the Bible and you are just saying that, "Well, you have to pray, so religiously I must pray." Go beyond that. I came to tell you that. Hallelujah. It's wonderful, isn't it? Number five, do nothing for him like Mary did, instead of doing something for him like Martha did. You don't need to do anything for God. You must make a choice. I am not going to do anything for God. I am going to only do things with God. It is religion that makes you say, I am doing something for God. It puts the focus on you. Religion is focusing on yourself. Religion makes you see your works, makes you see what you are doing, makes you see the food you are preparing, makes you see what you want to put on the table, makes you see what you give and all that. The kingdom focuses you on Him. Anything that takes your focus from doing something with Him to doing something for Him, you have to watch it. Because that thing will make you focus on hitting your chest and saying, I alone am the one who is serving God. I alone am the one who is making all the big sacrifices. Nobody else is doing. But when you are working with Jesus, Jesus was there sitting. Mary was there sitting. When you are doing it with Jesus, you never put anything on your chest. You know that He is a burden bearer. You know that He is a way maker. You know that He's the one who is making it possible. You are not the one who is doing anything. Hallelujah. Resist doing things for God. Doing things for the church. No. Don't do anything for the church. Do everything with the church. It will help you. That's number five. Not so wonderful. Number six. Let Jesus love you like Mary, instead of loving Him like Martha. You are going to face this critical kingdom choice in this Christian life. Once Jesus has entered your house, once Jesus has come into your life, let Him love you. Don't focus on your love for Him. Let Him love you first. The Bible says that we love Him because He first loved us. Sometimes you have a struggle loving God. Let me show you why. Because you haven't seen the depth and the height and the width of His love. He says that with all the saints, that is believers, all of us, we must know the dimensions, the width and the length and everything of the love of God. When we know, we will love Him without exalting people that love Him. Hallelujah. Allow yourself to be loved. Allow yourself to be pampered. Allow yourself for grace to work in your life. Allow yourself to say that, Lord, because of the work Jesus did, I believe that I have it. I have to do something practically to earn it. But my focus is not on what I'm doing. My focus is on what you have done. You have loved me. The best expression you gave was on the cross. Give me a revelation of the cross. It makes a difference, ladies and gentlemen. When you allow Jesus to love you, it's wonderful. You get results where the matters of this life are not getting results. The matters of this life. You remember when their precious brother, Lazarus, died. Martha first heard that the master was coming. And Martha ran to Jesus and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus was not moved. Martha went back home and called Mary and said, Mary, the master is here and is calling you. Mary went, said the same words. The Bible says it shook Jesus. It moved Jesus. He wanted to love. That's the way. In the kingdom, it's not trying to reach Him. It is He trying to reach us. We couldn't reach Him. He had to come in the person of Jesus and reach out to us and supply to us. Number seven and the last choice you have to make as a believer is to demand something. Demand the kingdom word from Jesus instead of supplying your own logical understanding to Him. When you go before the Lord, whether you are reading the Bible, you are hearing the word of God or not, always make it your prayer that Lord Jesus, supply the kingdom word. Or if you like, let me put it this way, from the divine point of view, demand it from Him, the kingdom word, like Mary was demanding it from Jesus, rather than supplying to him your own logical understanding after the manner that all churches do, all believers do, all men of God do. No. Don't put that blanket treatment, welcome to Jesus, who has entered into your house, into your life. You need to demand from him. Let me give you this picture as we are ending. Turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 12 and listen to me as we are ending. Do you think that Jesus would have spoken if Mary was not sitting at the feet of Jesus? He wouldn't have. Which of you will enter into somebody's house and there is nobody there? They have all gone to the kitchen and you are speaking. Who speaks into the air? Do you know why Jesus Christ was speaking? Because Mary put a demand on the kingdom word. She said, I heard it, into inverted commas, right? She said, I heard it in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, in the Sermon on the Mount. I want more of it. She said, I heard it in the seven parables of the kingdom in Matthew chapter 13. I want more of it. Because of that, Jesus opened the mouth because somebody was listening. Maybe the kingdom word is quiet in your life because you don't put any demand as a believer. You use your own logic. Well, the Bible says, yes, this is the meaning of the Great Commission. That is all. No. Go to Jesus and tell him, what does it mean? Teach me. Teach me. Show me your word. Yes, I understand English. Yes, I have a dictionary. Yes, I have a Hebrew Bible, a Greek Bible. But show me your kingdom word from what I'm reading. Make a demand. You will see that his voice will come to you. Jesus said to Mary, that Mary, in fact, said to Martha about Mary, that Martha, Mary has chosen that good part, and me, I will not take it from her. He said, no one can take it from her. It's like Hebrews chapter 12, verse 27 and 28, that God is shaking things. He's taking things away, which are man-made, which are made by man's understanding. And then the Bible says that we receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, that cannot be taken. Let us have grace. Grace is a kingdom arrangement. Grace is the kingdom system. The gospel of grace is the preaching of the kingdom of God. There's no way you can preach the kingdom of God and not preach grace. There's no way you can preach grace and not preach the kingdom of God. You may not use that word, but you are preaching something which is an element of the kingdom of God. Since we are receiving, that is a present continuous rendition. We are still receiving the kingdom. We are on this earth right now, as you are listening to me, we are receiving process the kingdom, which cannot be taken away. Says that this kingdom posture, this kingdom believer Mary, matter. You can fight the kingdom people, you can fight the kingdom word, but it cannot be shaken. Stop. Because he has the backing of the heavenly kingdom. We are going to be faced with critical kingdom choices. Some of them I have shown you. Please do it. It will bless you. Amen. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name. Amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion Offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.